In the rolling hills of Kentucky, a mystery has the horse racing world spinning. In the days leading up to the prestigious Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs Racetrack, five horses were put down after training or racing incidents.
And then comes Beige, followed by Sun Thunder.
Two more were euthanized after being injured on Derby Day itself. An eighth died in another race there this week. Three more died at neighboring Keeneland Racetrack this month. Around 1.25 horses die for every 1,000 horses that start an American race. But the Kentucky deaths mark an unusually large cluster in a short time.
Whenever we see clusters of injuries, it's a natural thing to, you know, believe there could be either a common thread with the surface or some other issue. Clusters are not unusual. The timing around the Derby is.
Many injured horses can be saved through surgery, but when thoroughbreds weighing more than 500 kilograms travel at speeds topping 65 kilometers per hour, the injuries are often unrecoverable. So what killed so many horses in May? Some in the racing world believe it was a combination of factors.
It's bred more now for speed instead of stamina, so the breed itself is not quite as strong and may be more susceptible to breakdowns. Also, the amount of drugs that are used in the sport.
In thoroughbred country, where century-old breeding farms raise future champions, there is fear for a business that also fosters Kentucky pride, joy, and a way of life. For many here in Lexington, horse racing isn't just an industry, it's a lifestyle. And anything that affects it affects them. At Mill Ridge Farm, which bred Kentucky Derby winners Barbaro and Street Sense and raised a third, Giacomo, Heedley Bell is the fifth generation owner.
It's very painful because we love the horse. We're all about the horse. When you drive around and when you walk the fields of Mill Ridge and the other 500 farms in this community, you get a feel for the passion that we have.
At the track and in the barns of Kentucky, ending worries over a spike in equine fatalities is crucial to preserving a tradition. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Lexington, Kentucky.